It's all dying down and narrowing. It's all quieting in my body. I'm fading away into obsolescence, into the cosmos of the totality of me. I ache as I stretch as far as I can from this agony within. Misery's never too far. I wake up with a sting again, waiting for tenderness. I find myself on my back, looking up at the ceiling. I feel my body elevating. I'm fading away into obsolescence, into the cosmos of the totality of me. I ache as I stretch as far as I can from this agony within. Misery is never too far. Is there any stature to this? Am I now prestigious, a different caliber quality? I'm tended to macrocosmos. Is there any dignity in this? Will I die in grace, mortality, my extinction from annihilation? Ooh. I'm fading away into obsolescence, into the cosmos of the totality of me. I stretch as far as I can from this agony within. Misery is never too far. Fading away.
Hi, this is Laura Jean Finella, singer-songwriter coming to you from Portland, Oregon. And I'm outside in the park across the street from my apartment, and it's beautiful out here. I didn't want to go back in to record, so there's probably going to be quite a bit of noise. But I got a really cool song to you this week, and it's from many different experiences. I mean, it's so cool being out walking around, how much easier it is to get really great songs. And even if it's something silly I'm thinking or feeling, I jotted it down and it all came together to this really cool song that anybody can relate to, I think. It's not a real original name. I'm fading away. I couldn't think of what else to pick out of the chorus that I chose, but I was in the bathroom this morning and getting that thing recorded, and I just had to get out and go for a walk, and I thought, let me just get a few minutes in here so I can represent the song to you. So I just really went at it this week, and so I suggest if you're trying to get some writing done, to get outdoors and walk around. It is just phenomenal for creating. Even if you think you're not creating, if you go over to LoriJeanFinella.com, I wrote this cool poem on Memorial Day, and I couldn't find anywhere to sit down and create because for some reason the holidays out here in Portland, it gets a little crazy downtown, and you know, you kind of shoot out of places where you should be able to sit and just get some work done. So I just kind of walk around the park. I took some beautiful pictures of flowers, roses, for my new poetry book coming up, of all the songs that I wrote on here. Songs, poems that I turned into songs. I just took 50 of them. I'm putting them in a poetry book called I'm Not Your Normal Girl, so I'm not wasting my time writing. If they haven't turned into songs, they're just beautiful writing. So I'm really excited about that. I want to thank the stations that played me this week. I also want to mention, before I mention the ones that I tweet at Twitter, at Lori Finella, Pandora Radio and iHeartRadio has a wonderful artist station for me. You can go to my Instagram at Lori Jean Finella under my storyline to get those links. You can just search Lori Jean Finella, and my podcast will come up under both. But I also have an artist station if you click artist, and it's free and they play great music. It's not that I'm not played in other places, Amazon Music, Apple Music, I believe, but you do have to pay. So those two stations are free. So I just really want to mention that. And I'm really grateful for them to be setting up such beautiful stations. If you go under a high wire on Pandora Radio, that's where the really great station is. If you just hit my name, I don't believe that station comes up very well representing me. But if you click that song, it's absolutely beautiful. MPG Radio in Canada. This is Only Rock Radio in Spain. Martina Dorner. I think that was it this week on Twitter. If I forgot someone, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to look that up. But I just want to thank people out there who are supporting me in my music and in my expression of music. I can finally use my intelligence that I've learned so hard and the gifts that I was born with that I get from the more and more difficult times in my life to put into music and feel proud of it and just know that I'm standing out originally like me, and I'm certainly not going to be like everyone else, and I'm certainly not trying to be, and I'm just feeling very proud that I'm doing my own original work and representing myself at its best. So I'm going to let you go because the car is out here making a lot of noise, and I want to thank you for supporting me. I'm getting extremely close to 10,000 listens. I think it was last year that I had said, you know, by Christmas, oh, I'm right around the corner to getting that, but I started really identifying my song material, and so it wasn't really a lot of personal stuff, which I really would rather do my song material and just kind of get into a little bit of the expression of what I do in the songs. So probably my listener numbers dropped for that reason, but I know I'm getting unique listens, and I really appreciate those who are really into the actual songs that I'm making. So please take care, enjoy your weekend, stay safe, and stay blessed. Lori Jean Finella, singer-songwriter.